أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل. صدق الله العظيم. We continue the discussion on this first portion of Surah 157 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, continuing from the previous ayah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said that Allah Ta'ala has kept His rahmah for who? For those who had brought iman, those who had taqwa, they paid their zakat, they brought iman in the verses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ. Those who followed the Rasul, the Nabi that is Ummi, that Nabi that is untutored. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. Who they will find maktuba, written, enshrined by them in the Torah and the Injil. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala discussed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah and in the Injil. Ulama have taken great pain in going into the Torah and the Injil, and especially in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were many who had knowledge of the Torah and the Injil, and then they related to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum the sifat and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This exercise that we go through to try to understand that what knowledge they had about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they did not exercise that knowledge and bring iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, for me and you, it is a point of reflection. What knowledge we have of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much do we follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They had not brought iman, we have brought iman. Yet we have to now bring this quality of ittiba, this quality of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we find that Imam Baghawi rahimahumullah, Imam actually Mufti Muhammad Shafi sahab rahimahumullah, in his Ma'riful Quran, has also gone through great pain to record all of this, to relate all of this to us, so that we have these points of reflection. But before we go there, in the Quran itself, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that inni mubashiram bi rasul ya'ti min ba'd ismuhu Ahmad, that after me there is this Ahmad that is going to come sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I am a mubashir, I am a bringer of glad tidings with regards to him. So it was very clear, insofar as Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was concerned, he made this open declaration with regards to the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, we find that Imam Baghawi rahimahumullah, he quotes the words of Ka'b al-Ahbar. Ka'b al-Ahbar was amongst those scholars of the kitabs of the past, the scriptures of the past, who had great knowledge, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed him, and Allah ta'ala had favored him with iman. So he would speak about the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Torah, and he would say that what has been written in the Torah, this is obviously the translation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger and chosen servant of Allah ta'ala. He is neither a man of harsh temperament, nor is he a man quarrelsome in his speech. In other words, the very akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been described. Then he goes on to explain that he is not noisy in the marketplace. That when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go into the marketplace, generally we find there's a lot of noise, people are buying, people are selling. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go about whatever he needed to do in a very dignified manner, in a very quiet manner, nor does he return evil with evil if evil is done to him. If somebody does wrong to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody oppresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not retaliate with oppression, he would not retaliate with harshness, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he forgives or ignores the wrongdoers. And that was, we all know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was insofar as the akhlaq, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His birthplace is Makkah, and his migrations shall be Tayba. Taiba refers to Madinah Munawwara, which is so clear. We would recall the many years before, centuries before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were those Ahle Kitab that came to Madinah Munawwara. They saw the environment of Madinah Munawwara, and from that already they recognized that this is the Darul Hijrah, this is the place of migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they all came and settled in Madinah Munawwara also. That is how the Jews had come to Madinah Munawwara. So leave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave Makkah, they had even the idea and the description of Madinah Tayyiba. His country, in other words, the country that he will rule is Syria. Now, here it is very clear that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam began to spread outside the Arabian Peninsula, but then we found in the time of Khulafa'i Rashidin that this also became a reality and this also became a fact, and his people should be Hammadin. Hammadin are those people that they say praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when in comfort, when in discomfort. In all conditions, this ummah, probably this would refer more to the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they were one who often praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in all conditions. They say takbir when ascending, when they travel. In other words, when they are climbing up, they would say Allahu Akbar, which is also very clear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They shall watch the shadows in order to ascertain proper time of the salah. In other words, when we see it at the time of Zuhar, in the time of Asr, or the original thing is that we will have to see the shadow. So hence we will find that this is also a true reflection of the ummah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shall wear a sheet of cloth around his waist and keep his hands and feet clean with ablution, that is wudu. So again, that was the cloth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wudu, a very integral part of our deen. His man calling for prayers shall raise his voice in the air, and that refers to the muadzin, that even the adhan has been spoken about, the muadzin has been spoken about in the kitabs of the past. In battlefields, they shall line up as closely as they do in salah. In other words, like how we perform our salah, that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go out in the path of Allah and face the enemies. At night, the recitation shall be heard like the humming of bees. Now we find that that was supposed to be one of the qualities of this ummah. This was certainly the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And from here we can also judge how much of this we as an ummah had lost. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.